In other words, if they'll know that they won't be able to eat what's left over after Yom Tov, it's not kedai to open the barrel of wine, so people won't have enough wine on Yom Tov. They won't make enough bread on Yom Tov. They'll feel, in case I have leftover bread, it's going to be tamei, it's not kedai to make so much right now. So since the Rabbanim wanted you, yes, to use the wine or to use the bread, they said, you know what, lady can still use it. So that's another case, the Amat Sefer Mishum Chilosan. Now, what are the cases? All of Tnei Hados and Taninim. For the Gemara, we learned it already. Like, what's Ulda's Chiddush here? Ulda says, three halachas there matter. For the Gemara, this case of skin, if you shechel the animal on Yom Tov, you put the skin in front of the people to trample on it, it's a Mishnah that's mutter. So what's Ulda's Chiddush? The Gemara, the Tamai, would have thought. Tamaya the Beisilu, why is Beisilu matter to put the skin down? Mishum the Chazal and Mizgav Alayim. Because really, you're not doing anything. Because really, it's right to sit on. Even in the case that you shechted the animal Erev Yom Tov, and you have this skin from Erev Yom Tov, maybe still there's still a smart to you to take the skin and put it down on Yom Tov, because it's right to sit on. So it's not called a klishum, it's not called muksam. Kamash Malon, Ula says, no, that's not the reason of the Mishnah. Kamash Malon, why was Basila mat to you to touch the skin on Yom Tov? Only because had Tirul Saifa Mishum Chilosan, the Yom Tov in, the Erev Yom Tov loy. Only in the case when you shechted the animal tray on Yom Tov. So now the Rabbanan said, if we're not going to allow you to take care of the skin later on, to put it down in front of the people, people won't check the animal altogether today. So Mishum Chilasan, they're not you to touch the skin at the end. But in the case that you shechted the animal yesterday in Erev Yom Tov, now the Rabbanan have no reason to be matter. So therefore, Beisilu's murder, you're not going to touch the skin in such a case. So that was Ulus Chiddush. Don't think Beisilu says the skin of the animal is not muksam. It's like roitz used for a mat. To sit on, no, he's also made it smuksa really. And he's only mat in the case that you made the shchita today. So Mishum Chilosan, in order to make the shchita, so we'll mat you at the end to take care of their skin. For the Gemara, the next case, Teresi Chanuyis, that we'll mat you to take off the shodis. For the Gemara, Namatininin, that's the last Mishnah we had. Or Beisilu Matir Navla Haftir, that Beisilu says you'll not even put back the shodis on this box, the storage box. So what's Ulus Chiddush? Someone says yes. Ma the time I would have thought. Tamayu the Basil. You know why Basil says you gotta take off these shutters and put it back again? Mishum the end binyam Mikalim bien Stira Mikalim. Via filu the batim nami. Even of the houses also. Kamashmala no. Had tiro safer mishum chilosin. The chanu you seen the batim loy. That I would have thought it's mutter goma, there's no issue at all. And binyam Mikalim at all. It's mutter. And even the bias mean not that it's attached to the house. That means even the storage box you have in your house. That's not for a purpose of simplest Yom Tov. I would have also a storage box in your house. You're allowed to take off the shutter and put it back again. Kamashmala, no. That the only reason why Basil is Mako is only because there's simplest Yom Tov involved. And we want you to open up the box. So in order to open it up at the beginning, we gave you a heter to close it at the end of the day. But if not for this heter, you'd be also to do. So it tells you, yes, the Kashri, like, what's our Gemara saying, the Tema? Well, Kaimelon and Binyan Vesir Bekalim. Like, our Gemara's Mashmur, really, we hold there is Binyan Bekalim. And Vesilu's only matter to take off these shutters and put them back, because it's called Sarach Yom Tov. We take a Paskin ain't Binyan Vesir Bekalim. So, Yeshloima, the Mikol Mokka Mosa Shem Yitaka. Midiraisa Taka, there's no Issa making a Kli on Yom Tov. But Midirabonim, though, it's Osa. Midirabonim, we're afraid maybe you stick it together too tight, and it'll be an Issa Mishamaka Bapatish. Therefore, with the Rabbanan Taka with Sosser. So that's the Chiddush here. The Rabbanan, you can't make a Kli on Yom Tov. Here, the reason why Basila was mati to take off the shutters and put them back on again is only Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. Because you have in this box now food that people want to eat on Yom Tov. So a box that you're storing food, you'll have to open up. Mashenka, in a box you have in your house, that's Taka Rosser. That was Ulus Chiddush. Vaita. Chazoras Ratir B'Migdish, the third thing that Ulus said. That the Kohen, when he takes off his bandage, he's allowed to put it back on again. But they were not Matanina. We had a Mishnah in Erevin like that. Ma'achzirin Ratiya B'Migdash. You're allowed to put back this bandage that has medicine on it in the Beis HaMikdash. Avolei B'Medina. Outside the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, it's also. So what's Ulus Chiddush? Mar says, yes, Ma'at the time I would have thought. Taima, my, what's the reason why it's also Mishum the Enshvos B'Migdash? I would have thought, you know why they're matam in the Beis Hamikdash? Because the klal is ain't shmus the Mikdash. A lot of xeris from the Rabbanon did not make it in the Beis Hamikdash. We say there, kahanim as rizimain, they're very careful to kahanim, they take care of themselves. We don't have to make xeris. So I would have thought that afilu koyin the lav bar avoidu, even a koyin that doesn't do the avoida, a balmum, he can't do avoida. Still, if he has a wound and has a band-aid, maybe he's allowed to put it back on again, because he's in the base of Midish. Kamash Lun, that's Ulis Kiddush, not like that. The only reason why it's Mutter, Hetir, will say for Mishum Chilosan. Only they're Mat you at the beginning because they want you, they're Mat at the end because they want you to do the beginning to do the Avoidah. The Bar Avoidin, only a Kurin that could do the Avoidah. So now we say we don't want him to get away and not do the Avoidah. We would rather tell them, yes, take off the band-aid and do the avoid, and after you finish the avoid, put back the band-aid. That's why we were mat you to put back the band-aid. But the labar avoid, if you're a kohen that can't do the avoid, you're a balmun, loy, for you, you can't put back the band-aid. In other words, this shvus of not doing refu in the Beis Hamikdash applies even in the Beis Hamikdash. This is on Yom Tov, not to put a band-aid that has medicine on it, even applies in the Beis Hamikdash. And they're only mat there a kohen that does the avoid. The last case of opening up your barrels, the covered Yom Tov, on the Yom Tov, that have now more touched it, you're still allowed to eat it, the Torah's Tyre after Yom Tov. It's also a Mishnah Tanim, learn the Mishnah Chagiga. Ha, Pasech Eschavito Yemaschel, we saw somebody started to use his wine barrel on Yom Tov, or he started to make big breads dough. Agav Regal, in the middle of Yom Tov, we have Yuduay Meyigmo, even after Yom Tov, you're allowed to finish eating it, you can finish drinking it. Because even though the Amor has touched it, but the Rabbanan said it's Tahor, and even later you're allowed to eat it. No, you can't eat it later. It's only mutter during Yom Tov. After Yom Tov, it becomes Tamil Mafreya. So what's Ulus Chiddush, or what's Rachbas Chiddush, is enough in the Mishnah. The Moses Mazda time, I would have thought, Tumas Eretz Amoretz, the Tumma that if an Amoretz touches something. The Regal Ketara Shav Rabbonin. The Rabbonin said, what, it's Mamish Ketor. It's Mamish Tor Gomer. The Afagav, the Lehiskel, even though you didn't start to use the barrel on Yom Tov. Nami. Kamash Mula, no. That hetiru seifa mishum chilosan hiskolin loy hiskoloy. It's only mutter to drink the wine if you opened up the barrel of wine and started to use it on Yom Tov. Then the Rabbanan said you're allowed to continue using it even after Yom Tov later on. But let's say you yourself did not open up the barrel and the Amoritz himself stuck his hand in there. Then takwit tamei and you're not allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. Even after Yom Tov, you can't do it. Has roni matiyum because we want you to start using it on Yom Tov. So if you start using it on Yom Tov, then we say, even if an Amoritz touches it, you're allowed to use it after Yom Tov. But if you did not open it up for the purpose of Yom Tov, so there's no hetim with the Rabbanan, then we say if an Amoritz did touch it, it's tamei right away. How come Ulu didn't say this third case of Rachbas case, this case of this bread and wine that an Amoritz touched? He doesn't want to say things at all in the Plukta. Because where the Machlekes between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't want to say something that's totally in the Machlekes. For the Gemara, our Mishnah is also the last three cases. Hanach Nami Plukta Ninu. It's also Machlekes. The Beis Shammai says it's also, and only Beis Hillel is Matarit. So Ula says those three cases. Why didn't he say this case that's the Machlekes also? So Moritz is Poshid that Beis Shammai, B'mokim, Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. What's called a machloikis? When you don't know which one to hold like. But a machloikis, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not called a machloikis. Because we know clearly who we paskin like Beis Hillel. So therefore, it's not called really a machloikis. That's what these three cases, Allah like Beis Hillel, he says. But a machloikis, if you then, the Chum, he doesn't want to go into. So more now, Masnitzin like Haitana. Our Mishnah does not go at this time. Or this Bryce does not hold like our Mishnah. The Tani we learned. Omer Rabshim ben Elozo. Moidim Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they're both Moida, Shemesalkin and Satrisim Beis Yomtif. You're allowed to take off the shutters on Yomtif. Lo Nechlukwe, even Beis Shammai is Moida. What's the Machlokes then? El Lahachir. The whole Machlokes is, could you put it back on again? Shemesh Shammai Yomim Eimachzir, no. We're only matter to take it off for a Tzarech Yomtif. We're not matter you to put it back on again later. Oh, Beis Hillel says, no, Af Machzirin. You're even allowed to put it back later. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Beis Shammai Yasid, even to take it off. It's only if it has a hinge on it. If the shutters don't have any hinges, then the Rihako Mutter. Even Beis Shammai is Moedi, you're allowed to put it back. It's the only time Nechse Kibinyan if there's a hinge on the shutter. But if the shutter doesn't have a hinge, then there's nothing wrong with it. For the Moedi, Tani will learn like this. When is there a machlokes? When there's no hinge. When you have a hinge there, divri hakol osa, we learn just the opposite. Everybody holds its osa when you have hinges there. Even Basilus says if there are hinges there, you can't take it off the hinges. Mechta kibinyin. So Amr Abaye, Abaye says like this, there's no stira. V'sheyesh lem tzir min atzah divri hakol osa. If the hinges are on the side, that's a real derech binyin, that's takosa, then it looks like a real binyin. Ein lem tzir kol ikar, there's no hinges altogether, divri hakol mutar. Then even Beis Shammai says, you're allowed to take off and put back on again. Keep ligi. Where's the case of the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about taking off or putting back these shutters? V'sheyesh lem tzir b'yemtza. That the hinge is not on the side, it's in the middle. Rashi, sheish lem tzir b'yemtza about him Rashi, kugoyin plito, v'toich b'noise b'chur shebemtza doifin pesach ha-teva. You stick it in the middle of the teva. So ma soba gazrin and tzir b'yemtza at the tzir min atzad. Beis Shammai says, yes, we make a gzera. If you come to take or put back a shutter back that has a hinge, even though the hinge is only on the side, we're afraid to come, in the middle, we're afraid to come to use the hinges on the side. Beis Shammai says, no, we don't make a gzera. So Beis Shammai says, in other words, when the hinge is on the sides, that's a derech binyan. So when it's a derech binyan, then it's awesome. But when the hinge is in the middle, there it's not a derech binyan. It doesn't look like binyan, so really it should be mutter. The only machlokes is, do we make a gzera? The Beis Shammai says, we're afraid to let you put this shutter back. Since it has hinges on the middle, we're afraid maybe you put back another shutter that has hinges at the side, and that's the nisa binyan. So therefore, Beis Shammai makes the gzera. And Basil does not make the Xera, therefore Basil says it's mutter if the hinges are on the middle. But where the hinges are on the side, then even Beis Hillel says it's Osir. Then it's Mamash Mechse Kibinyin, that's Osir. So like the Mishnah, famous Mishnah here about Mitoich. Mishnah says, Beis Shammai, Yom Beis Shammai says, Ein Moitin, you're not allowed to carry on Yomtiv, Lo Yes a Kotin, you can't carry out a Kotin on Yomtiv. For Lo Yes a Lulav, you can't carry a Lulav out on, in Sukkos. You can't carry out on Yom Tif a Sefer Torah, Lushus Rabbim. Because Beis Shammai Shita is, what's mutter, which melachas are mutter on Yom Tif? Only Oichel Nefesh. Only melachas that pertain directly to food. So true, you're allowed to carry food on Yom Tif if you want. You're allowed to carry the food wherever you want to. But other things that are not food, you're not allowed to carry it out. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Beis Hillel says no mitoich. The klal is mitoich shehutru l'tzorech eichel nefesh, hutru na mishlel l'tzorech eichel nefesh. Once the ister haitzor is mutter for the purpose of carrying food, l'tzorech eichel nefesh, we also have a sorah of mitoich, that therefore any type of carrying is also mutter, providing the tzorech hayom ktsas. It has to be for some purpose of today. So if you want to carry out a lulav to use today, you want to carry out a sefer Torah to learn with, you want to carry out a kid to make the kids feel happy, that's called the tzorech, we hold you're allowed to carry out. Now that's called the klal of mitoich. Mitoich shut will tzarech, chut v'na mishal tzarech. So the Maratoni, Tana, Kaimed Rab Yitzel Bar Avdimi. Tana learned in front of Yitzel Bar Avdimi, that ha-shoichat oylas nadova b'yomtif. If somebody shechs the korban oyla for an adova on yomtif, like you get malchus. In other words, it's an avera, he's not allowed to do it. There's no tzarech, because a korban oyla, there's nothing to eat. It's kula burnt on the mizbeach. So since there's no oichel nefesh involved, you can't do the melecha shchita. Rashi oylas nedava. Dilu oylas chayiv the chayivas yom the oylas that you have a chiyuv to bring today. Rachmona shariyah. That the Torah said you're allowed to bring an oylas ariyah. That's a chayiv you're allowed to. Avazu yesh lakriv liyachay yomtiv. But here it's only nedava present. Who asked you to bring it today? Bring it after yomtiv. Therefore, like as a Rashi mishum lasasakom locham. Like you're doing a melecha shchita, you're shechting. You have no head to the shech. There's not a tzarech oichel nefesh. After the shecht an animal on Yom Tov is, because the Torah said, oichel nefesh is mutter. You're allowed to shecht with tzarech oichel nefesh. But a korban oilu that you have nothing to teach from, you're not allowed to shecht and you get malchus. So that's what a Tana learned in front of Rabbi Yitzchak. So Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak told him back, the Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak, Amalei, the Amalei Chomani, who are you going like? You Tana, who do you hold like? Beis Shammai, l'churi, you only go like Beis Shammai Shita. The Amri that Beis Shammai says, lo yamrina, we do not say, the Svarov, Mitoich shutul haitzol l'tzarech. That mitoich a svar to say, since the Torah said you're allowed to carry out something with tzarech oichel nefesh, you're allowed to carry out food or a pot in order to cook with, hutra namish gol l'tzarech. You're also allowed to carry out other things even though it's not called Tzorech HaEichel Nefesh. As long as there's some purpose today, like Basil says now Mishnah, you're allowed to carry out a Sefer Torah, even though you're not going to eat it. But since it's called the Tzorech HaYom Tzas, that's Mitoch. So this, the Rabbi Yitzchak said, you Tana, you hold like Beis Shammai. You hold, you did not say the Svar of Mitoch. Therefore, Shechting, a carbon oila, that there's no Achila involved, you get Malkus, it's also. Why? The Basil, because if you're going to go like Basil Shita, that it says now Mishnah, you're allowed to carry out a Sefer Torah. You're allowed to carry out a Lulav, even though you don't eat them. And so Amri, Basil holds, Mitoch Shehut Rehoit Tzolot Tzorech. Since the Torah said you're allowed to carry out food for the purpose of eating, it's a swear to say. The Torah said this, you're allowed to do, as long as there's some purpose involved. If that's the swear, according to Basilum, the same swear should apply if you shech the korban oil today. Since if you have an animal that you want to eat today, you are allowed to shech it today, that's called mitoch shehut reshchito letzorech. Since you're allowed to make a shechita for the purpose of eating today, letzorech eichel nefesh, the svara should be then, hutra na mishlo letzorech. It's also mutter to make a shechita even though you're not eating from it. So here also, this carbon, even though you're not going to eat from the carbon, but I call upon him, there's some tzorech hayem, because the front is a mitzvah involved. You're bringing in a dove, you're doing a mitzvah. So since you're doing a mitzvah, that's called the tzorech hayem, therefore it should be mutter. So that's what he said, the Chura Yutana, that said it's also, you go according to Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai, and not, you go according to Beis Shammai and not like Beis Hillel. So the Maramaska of Law Rabba, Rabba asked the question here, Mimai, the Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? For your pligi, what's your right to say? That the machlokes in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is this machlokes? Do you say a klolistic halacha from Mitoich? Or you don't say Mitoich by Melechus Yomtiv? Dilma, maybe there's a different machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Dilma be erev v'hoitzol l'shabbos v'yein erev v'yotzol l'yomtiv k'miflugi. In other words, maybe even Beis Hillel also does not hold from the svar of mitoich. Maybe nobody holds from mitoich. Nobody holds that you're allowed to do a malach if it's not for the purpose of eichel nefesh. The Torah only says zarat loshin is acha sheyochel eichel nefesh. Something for tzarech eichel for food you're allowed to do on yomtiv. You're allowed to do malach is to cook. You're allowed to cook, you're allowed to bake, you're allowed to do melachas and carry food. That's all. But to carry other things, al the melacha, should be yasser. Aye, why does Beis Hillel the Mishnah say, you're allowed to carry out a kid, you carry a Sefer Torah on Yom Tov, aye, it's not eichel nefesh? Maybe because Beis Hillel holds the cloud, there's no isser or itzor at all on Yom Tov. There is not the pshat if there is an isser, and it's mutim ishur mitoich, maybe holds haitzor, the Torah did not ask her on Yom Tov. Like the Gemara says, Dilma be erev yotzol l'shabbos v'yein erev yotzol yomtiv. In other words, Beis Hillel says there's no din erev or hoitzol on yomtiv. Kamiflagi. Masava, one holds erev hoitzol l'shabbos v'erev hoitzol yomtiv. Beis Shammai says yes. The same way there's one of the lamatech malachas are not to carry out on Shabbos. The same thing applies to yomtiv. There's a malacha not to carry out on yomtiv. And therefore there's an error. The same way you have to make an error for Shabbos, you have to make an error for Yom Tov also. That's why Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to carry out a Sefer Torah on Yom Tov. Umasova, you know what Beis Hillel holds? Erev hoitzol l'Shabbos, the inyan of Eruvin, to make an error, and not to carry out what says Nageyat Hilcha Shabbos. Abaviyein Erev hoitzol Yom Tov. But there's no Easter hoitzol at all on Yom Tov. The Torah did not ask carrying on Yom Tov. That's why Beis Hillel says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to carry a Sefer Torah on, you're allowed to carry a kid, you carry a lulav. Because there's no Issa v'chlal of Haitzor on Yom Tov. But Erech Nami, maybe a melacha, let's say like Shechita, that's also to do on Yom Tov, maybe it's only mutter to shecht an animal for the purpose of eating it. But a carbon oil that you can eat, maybe Beis Hillel is also might you get Malkus. And Kedach Sivah, the Pasuk says, V'loi Soitzio Masa Mibatechem B'yem HaShabbos. Pasuk in Yemiyo, don't carry out things on Shabbos. So the deek is, b'Shabbos in, it's only also not to carry on Shabbos. Or be Yom Tov loy, but there's no malach at all on Yom Tov. So that's why Beis Hillel in the Mishnah says it's mutter. But maybe on something that's usher, you don't say the svar of mitoich. So Moshe says, no, mask of Rabbi Yosef, elu meyatev, that's the svara. That Beis Hillel holds there's no iser hoitzor at all on Yom Tov. Liflug b'avonim, why didn't Beis Hillel say a bigger chinish? Beis Hillel should have said, you're even allowed to carry out stones. In other words, it should have said, even if there's no purpose at all in the carrying, also it's mutter. Why did we only say allowed to carry things like in the Mishnah, that there's a purpose involved to carry out a Sefer Torah, to carry out a lulav, carry out a kid to keep him happy? There's a purpose involved. If Yod is no Isser at all of carrying on Yom Tov, he should have said a bigger Kiddush, that you're even allowed to carry out stones. Aye, a kash of muksa, forget about the kash of muksa. But it should have said you're allowed to carry out stones even. The case where it's not muksa, let's say. Elo mi deloy mafligi biavonim, since they don't argue. In the case of carrying out stones, shema mina, it's a rai that you're not allowed to carry out stones on Yom Tov. According to Basilu, you can't carry out stones. So why does Basilu then say you're allowed to carry out a Sefer Torah? That bohitso shaloy letzarech pligi. The only machlokes is carrying out shaloy letzarech. In other words, the only machlokes is when you're not carrying out for the purpose of oichon nefesh. Really, Basilu holds there is a malacha of carrying out on Yom Tov. And to carry out stones, taker it's osa. Because stones, there's no purpose at all. So it's osa in the rice to carry out stones. That's the way Tosfos learns. Mashenkein, the Basilu is only mat to carry out a Sefer Torah or a lulav, because he holds that mitoich shehutru l'tzarech. Since the Torah says you're allowed to carry out food, the tzarech l'echon nefesh, you're allowed to carry out something else also, providing there's some purpose of today. There's some use of it today. There's some tzarech. There's a tzarech for the Sefer Torah, a tzarech for the lulav. Mashenkein can carry out stones that has no purpose at all. That's taker osur. That's the way Tosfos paskins. Rashi has the chiddush differently. Rashi holds that mitoich is matter with the gamri. Really, even stones are mutter to carry out midiraisa. It's only yosem of the rabbonin. But midiraisa, it's mamash mutter gamri. But the halacha postures like Tosfos. They say no. That mitoich is only mutter on something that has a purpose for today. But if there's no purpose at all, then talk with yosem of midiraisa. So Nechnami, Basila would not be matter in the mission to carry out stones. Stones would be yosem of midiraisa to carry out on yomti. It's only mutter to carry out something that you have some purpose for. That's a very no gay. When you're carrying something on Yom Tov, you have to make sure it's only something you need today. If there's no purpose in carrying at all, there's an Isser Raitzah. You stop carrying your car keys in your pocket, it's an Isser Raitzah. You can't carry your car keys in your pocket on Yom Tov. Hachus from the Yisra Muksa. But it'll be an Isser Raitzah, because there's no purpose at all in carrying it today. So then we know there is an Isser Raitzah. It's only mutter. It starts off that midiraisah mutter oichel nefesh. You're allowed to carry things for the purpose of eating. And let's say you have a key to the closet, that you're allowed to carry if you want to get the food out of it. You're allowed to carry the key to the closet around. And once the Torah was matted to carry out the Tzarech HaKol Nefesh, the svar is, Mitoich Shutru L'Tzarech, Hutru Namish Tol L'Tzarech. We also said you carry out other things also. But providing there's a purpose for today, it has to be some Tzarech Hayim. Yeah, right. That's the way Tosfos learns. Rashi learns is not the Raisa. But Tosfos learns and is the Raisa. That's his bottom Tosfos here. Weiter. The after Rabbi Yechonin Sava b'mitoich shutru hotzol letzarech hutru namash tol letzarech pligi. Rabbi Yechonin also learns that the machlokes beitzilu mesham and our Mishnah is what you say this new svar of mitoich. There's really hotzor is also on Yom Tov. Beitzilu is only matter hotzor that mitoich you're allowed to carry out for the purpose of oichon nefesh. You're allowed to carry out for other purposes also. The Tony Tone came to Rabbi Yechonin. Atana learned something, taught it in front of Rabbi Yechonin. Hamevashel gid hanosha. If somebody cooks, gid hanosha, that's veins, that's osetit, v'cholov in milk, v'cholov in milk, v'yomtif on yomtif, v'oichla and eat it, you should know loike chomish. You're over 5 malchus and 5 lavim you did. Loike mishu mevashel gid. There's one is of cooking gid. In other words, you're not allowed to cook on yomtif, gid. Gid you're not allowed to eat. So if you cook up food that you can't eat today, there's no tzarech hayom at all. So really you get malchus. Because we're only matter if there's a purpose involved. If there's no purpose in cooking, so there's a malach of cooking. You get malchus for that. For like you mishum meichel gid. Another malchus says you're eating gid, you're not allowed to eat it. For like you mishum mavasho basa becholim. There's another life you're not allowed to cook meat and milk together. For like you mishum oichel basa becholim. And now that you ate it, the fourth life is you're eating basa becholim. For like you mishum, the next life is like you mishum havara. You also burn. You burn shtal l'tzarech. You're not allowed to burn things. You don't allow to burn l'tzarech. Trashi mishum avora shi melach liatzmo v'kosava yesh chilik melachas liyamtiv lilka ishtayim ashtay melachas mishum yamtiv. If you do 2 different melachas on yamtiv, you get 2 separate malchus in. Like here, you're getting 1 malchus for mavasho for cooking on yamtiv, and another malacha for avora for burning the wood on yamtiv. That's what the Tana said in front of Rabbi Yechonin. Omalei Rabbi Yechonin said Puk Tani Labrua, go outside. Havara Bishla and a Mishnah. He said, no, Havara and Bishla is not a Mishnah. You're not chaya for cooking or for burning. V'yimtim slayim mishnah. If you want to tell me somebody said yes to zamlocha, it's Beishamai. It only goes according to Beishamai. The Amr that Beishamai says, lo yarminu, we do not say, mitoch shutra atzol l'tzorech, hutra namish l'tzorech. It's hachin amr, lo yarminu, mitoch shutra, havor l'tzorech, hutra namish l'tzorech. The Beisil, because if it goes according to Beisil, kivin the Amr, since Beisil says, mitoch shutra atzol l'tzorech, hutra namish l'tzorech, since you are allowed to carry out oichu nefesh, you're allowed to carry out other things, like we said, providing some purpose today. His hachinam in the same case over here. Mitoch shutru havar l'tzorech. Since the Torah says you are allowed to burn wood on Yom Tov, if you want to use the burning wood to bake something, if it's a tzorech oichu nefesh, you're allowed to burn the wood. Is hutru namish l'tzorech? Who adin you're allowed to burn the wood now for the purpose of cooking up this gira nosha? So who the kashrut, like I said before. You have to have some purpose, some use today. So, if you're only cooking up gid hanosha, and befrat, you cooked it up mamash with milk, you did everything wrong. You have an issa tidit, there's two isurim here. You can't eat it because it's basa b'cholub, and you can't eat it because it's gid hanosha. So, if you can't eat this thing on Yom Tov, so why does the Gemara say, according to Beis Hillel, it would be mut, there's no isur, I, there's no tzarech hayom, there's no purpose, you can't eat it today. So, top taste, yes, the kasha. V'yim taima, umat tzarech icha b'vavashu gid, kivun shu asa. Since you're not allowed to eat it, there's no purpose in doing it today. Yeshloima, I'll answer you yes. Kivon shehoye b'dayte shozel ochloi, since this guy was a Russia, and he made up his mind, I have to eat this gira nosha with the milk today, it's geschmack, I have to eat it today. I'm cooking it up to eat it today. It's the male hainu tzorech yomtiv, it's called tzorech yomtiv. This person, I call upon him, he doesn't get malchus for cooking and burning on yomtiv. Because since the mice, this guy is going to eat it, so it's called the tzorech hayim, tremendous chiddush. Even though it's not very what he's doing, and I'll get clapped for it, but the Maisa, he's having enjoyment from it today. So since he's cooking up the Zegir Nosh, I'm not seeing it today, for him it's enjoyment, therefore he doesn't get Malkus for cooking and for burning on Yom Tov. Because that's called the Tzarech Ksas, it's called some purpose. But you have to kill Tami Teich. In other words, really, it's not, Oichel Nefesh is not cool. That much praise is also made too. Like Beishamai holds this also here. Is better. Once the guy's going to eat it, it's Mamash Oichel Nefesh, he's going to eat it. That's no. Since you're not allowed to eat it, it's not, you don't have the Hetzah Torah of Oichel Nefesh. The Torah only lets you cook things you're allowed to eat. Things you're not allowed to eat, the Torah doesn't want you to cook it. So real Oichel Nefesh is not included. It's only according to Beis Hillel that says, Mitoich Shehutru Bishel Tzarech, Hutru Namish Tal Tzarech. It's mut even after the purpose of cooking, as long as there's some little purpose involved today. So for the little purpose, it's enough to say this guy's a Russia, he's a Baal Taiva, he can't take it without eating his gira nosha with milk, he has to eat it. Mamash tastes terrible. We don't eat gira nosha, mamash terrible thing. He had to eat it, pum. Since this guy Lamaisa has to eat of him, it tastes good, it's called Sarach Tzas, he won't get Malkus for Yom Tov at least.